Angry congressional committee members yesterday grilled the director of the Immigration and Naturalization Service. They wanted to know why, exactly 6 months to the day after the September 11th terrorist attacks, two letters were delivered to a Florida flight school last week informing the school that two of the men believed to have crashed planes into the World Trade Center had had their requests for student visas approved. NPR's David Wellner reports.
James Ziegler has only been President Bush's INS commissioner since last August, as he spoke of last week's fiasco yesterday before a House immigration panel. He seemed nearly as contemptuous of the agency he heads as are the lawmakers he faced.
The recent mailings of the return I-20s to Huffman Aviation International were a direct result of obsolete technology and overly bureaucratic and illogical processes that we have there.
Ziegler told a skeptical panel that some reports have overstated the significance of the so-called I-20 student visa forms being delivered to the flight school.
No new visas were issued, and no new decisions were reflected in the documents sent to them. However, we should have intercepted these I-20s at the contractor, and we did not.
So that contractor notified Huffman Aviation that two former students named Mohammed Atta and Marwan Al-Sheikhi had successfully changed their tourist visas to student visas through the INS. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake called Ziegler's agency worse than useless.
I think that this incident last week simply demonstrates that the INS is in a free fall. And I think that this hearing, while about this incident, means something far broader. Is the INS capable of reforming itself, or is the Congress going to have to impose reform from without?
Michigan Democrat John Conyers wanted to know why Ziegler, a former Wall Street executive who's also served as the Senate's sergeant at arms, was put in charge of dealing with the nation's immigration matters.
Prior to your appointment, did you have any immigration experience at all?
I know a lot of folks who are naturalized citizens and immigrants, but I no experience.
And Conyers chided Ziegler for pursuing what he said were the wrong priorities.
The INS apparently remains fixated on detaining and rounding up countless thousands of Arab Americans and permanent residents without any known justification, but yet has failed to take the most basic steps to ensure that visa approvals are not issued to known terrorists.
But Ziegler insisted the INS is already taking steps to fix a broken system.
And we are looking at how we can correct that system and keep people from gaming the system by coming in as visitors and then changing to a different status.
He said the INS is now considering issuing visitors' visas for only 30 days, as opposed to the 6 months the agency has been giving visitors from abroad. But Ziegler said such policy changes have only a limited effect.
Information readily available, real time, based upon good intelligence gathering techniques, absolutely is the first line of defense. Everything else falls in behind that. Everything else has got to be fixed. And I'm talking about beyond INS. I'm talking about government-wide.
At the White House, meanwhile, the talk yesterday was of consolidating the INS and Customs Service into a single border agency. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was asked whether INS Commissioner Ziegler still has the president's support.
He does. Keep in mind what the president said, that this is a wake-up call to the Immigration and Naturalization Service. They've been charged with reviewing what happened. They have 30 days to complete that charge, and the president will eagerly await that report.
And there are proposals in both the House and the Senate as well to reorganize and reform the INS. One would split the agency in two so that the part that provides immigrant services is separate from the part that enforces immigration laws. Another would group the INS with other border-related agencies into a new cabinet-level office. And while there have been attempts in the past to reform the INS, this time, nobody's settling for business as usual. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.